The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. And Thursday morning to the fourth day of March 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo. We appreciate you, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We thank you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. If you miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen live online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key on Twitter. Danica Halen is at Dan in the Studio. And I'm Anthony at AEC Bellino. Gentlemen, good Thursday morning to you. Rivalry weekend begins this evening. That's right. In about 13 hours from right now, we're going to tip it off between Michigan and Michigan State, the first of two within a four-day stretch. Should be a lot of fun. Should hopefully not be aggravating for me, hopefully very aggravating for Ryan. But it should be a good time tonight as they kick off game number one inside Chrysler Center. Good morning, gentlemen.
Listen,
Linda, you're not listening to me.
And more seriously, tonight is senior night for U of M.
Yes, we had nine seniors.
A lot of seniors.
And it's all post-game.
Yeah, all post-game. So
why?
I don't know.
So they can hug their they see their parents? Can they hug their parents?
You typically do all your senior day stuff before the game starts.
Yeah, but there could be an extra special moment added on after the game if Michigan does, in fact, win. Because then they get the Big Ten title. Then they can honor their senior. So I understand it. So... Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that your boys are coming out to spoil senior night, Ryan? Or
no? Because
that's what I'm gathering, Dan.
No, I don't think. I hope that just kind of gets all over with tonight, and State can win Sunday at home, and you know, enjoy their senior night.
Little hangover win.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Because it's not fun for another team to celebrate on your home court for a Big Ten title.
Yeah, that's not good. And
it's like, wouldn't Michigan rather like lock it all up tonight than have to do it in East Lansing?
Absolutely. And right. The other thing is that Michigan has to win both so that we don't have any griping from, you know, the
Illinois
fan base. Because we're going to hear it regardless. But, if they win both and do so in a convincing fashion, then you don't really have to worry about much, and, you know, we can just kind of carry on. So
sure.
We shall see. We shall see. Did you see any of the Philly-Utah game last night?
No, I went to bed at 7:30 last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was done yesterday. Had enough, called an early night, got a full 8 hours for the first time in forever.
Well, that's fantastic, man. Good for you.
I watched overtime between the Bruins and the Capitals. I don't know if you saw that. Very entertaining.
Nothing 3-on-3. Like hockey overtime.
3-on-3 overtime is just awesome. And then you have the two of the best teams in the league. You know, I mean, bunch of Hall of Famers. That was awesome. And then did you see Shaq? If you guys didn't watch Shaq wrestle, Shaq is still an incredible athlete. The guy, he's a natural. He could full time be a wrestler right now. That's how good Shaq is at wrestling.
Full time wrestler.
I'm telling you.
For the Shaqness, aka Shaq Diesel. You know what I saw of Shaq yesterday? I saw the clip of Dwayne Wade and Candace Parker debating about how to defend a pick and roll, and Candace Parker and Shaquille O'Neal have somewhat different theories over how to defend it. Shaq's big thing is like get over top the screen, which there's nothing incorrect in that. But because of the way that it was presented by Candace Parker, the internet was going crazy on, you know, watch Candace Parker school Shaquille O'Neal in pick and roll offense in the new NBA. And I'm like, okay, internet, sure, whatever you say.
Like Candace Parker was presenting, like, hey, now that the game has changed more with more three-point shooters, everyone can shoot threes. Like, you have to guard a little differently. Dwayne Wade was kind of agreeing with Candace Parker throughout it all. And, yeah, Shaq wasn't technically wrong, but Parker's just
the,
like,
internet's reaction to it was priceless.
Oh, yeah, because
here for it.
You they know? Had, like, Shaq on TNT. It's just, it seems like he's stopped caring about how he presents himself on there.
Yeah,
like, the way he talks to current players, like, I'm not even bothered to learn your names. You can't.
Who we play for.
Right. Like, his act on there is just getting a little old.
And it's sad because inside the NBA, I mean, I don't know if you watch it for, you know, hard hitting analysis or whatever the case may be, you know, but I just think that from the standpoint of you have, you know, veteran players and a great host, you know, putting together a pregame, halftime, you know, in-game kind of show, sometimes it doesn't feel like they take it as serious, and sometimes it feels like the wheels are coming off a little bit, but that's just me.
A documentary about inside the NBA. I think it's like,
I have not yet seen it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's released, but I did see that it's, like, upcoming. I don't know anything about it.
We have a lot to get to today. We'll have Zach Shaw will join us at 6:35, 24/7 Sports on the University of Michigan. Chris Solari on MSU and Josh Langford. We'll get into that. Also, I'm going to ask Chris if we as a collective failed college student athletes by not trying to push back March Madness a little bit. We're getting down to the nitty gritty, and I know that every team could use a break. Every team could use an off day. Every team does not need to play 3 to 4 games in a 7 to 10 day span. It's just ridiculous. So, you know, should the NCAA have pushed back March Madness? Should they have made it May Madness? You know, I'll throw that question at Chris. And then Brendan Quinn on The Athletic. We'll talk about Michigan, Michigan State, college basketball as a whole. I also want to ask him about his Imani Bates article that he dropped 6,500 words on Imani Bates. And somehow, some way, what was taken from, you know, reading the article turned into this giant thing on the internet yesterday about Imani Bates isn't going to MSU. And it's like, that's not what Brendan Quinn was saying. Like, you have to read the story. And, you know, so one website plucked the headline, and the next thing you know, everybody was running with it. Imani Bates responded yesterday saying, if it doesn't come from me, then it's not true. And it was a picture of him in a state jersey. Will Imani Bates even play college basketball or not? That's the question. You know, if people want to debate about whether or not he'll get buried in the G League, just because we don't watch the G League doesn't mean that the NBA, their executives, are not watching the G League. And just because we might not care and we put more of an emphasis on Michigan, Michigan State, Duke, North Carolina, USC, we're watching, you know, Oklahoma State, we're watching college basketball, people who make the decisions that sign multi-million dollar checks, those folks are watching the G League and they're watching this G League select team. And, you know, it's
part of it too is Imani and his dad really want to help build his brand. So one thing that could go in favor in state is, what's a better brand to play for? The G Team Select, where you're on ESPN Plus, or Michigan State, that actually gets airtime on real television?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is just don't injure yourself in college.
Right. And that comes with the risk at it. Like,
yeah, you're a one and done. So if you go to the G League, you sign the contract, you've already got some of the money coming in. You know, I don't know. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I want all the players to go to college, but that's me. So we can hop back into that conversation. Also want to talk about this Texas article that got released. So we'll get into that as well, because if you think it's only happening at the University of Texas, you're wrong, and it's going on all over the country. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hockey and basketball fans love scoring in nets, but what else do they have in common? A chance for an easy 100 from BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. We want you to take advantage of the offer. Register for the King of Sportsbooks and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on Michigan hitting a three. Folks, that's a slam dunk, no pun intended. Simply sign up by using bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Now look, maybe you've got more in common with other fans. Maybe it's hockey or football or baseball. That's okay. No matter your sport, BetMGM is where the stakes are always raised. Enjoy innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials for major payouts, daily promotions, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Michigan Wolverines hitting a three. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Because we didn't get into the headlines, because we were having so much fun before we could get there. Wanted to pass along a few of the major events yesterday. Tigers fell in 7 to the Philadelphia Phillies. 4-2, the Red Wings will drop the puck tonight at 7 o'clock against the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll get Michigan State tonight on ESPN at 7 o'clock. But folks, in the Pistons game last night, plenty more to come on this one. A 129-105 onslaught of the Toronto-Tampa Bay Raptors down in Tampa. And how about this? A double-triple-double. I don't know if you know what a double-triple-double is, but I'm here to explain it to you in case you don't know. It's when Dennis Smith Jr. goes for 10 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists, and Mason Plumlee goes for 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. A double-triple-double. To add red-hot, lights-out shooting from Wayne Ellington, who scored 25 of 8 on 8 of 11 three-point shooting. Easy for me to say first thing this morning. 17 from Svi, and a 20 spot off the bench from both Rodney McGruger and Saben Lee. What a performance. Sekou almost had double digits last night. That's how much of a dominating performance this was. No Josh Jackson. Did not play, listed as an illness. And you had no Jeremy Grant, who's working off of a quad contusion. Oh, man. And Dwayne Casey said it yesterday. He said, hey, everybody better get their licks in, because in 2 to 3 years, we're going to be ready. Ooh, man, what a quote. What a quote. The Pistons with a double-triple-double last night. Awesome. Absolutely awesome stuff. Wayne Ellington shooting the lights out. That's the kind of game that he needed to have, and we need to have him too. Just from a value standpoint. Pistons were 20 of 41 from long range. So if you're shooting that well from the three-point line, you're probably going to have some pretty good success. They won the rebounding margin. Like all of it was great. So good for the Pistons last night, who improved to 10-25 once again. Another game where I shake my head. Were we even supposed to win that or not? I'm not for certain. All right, I want to get out to this article real quick as well that's circulating around the web, because you know people need to realize that this is not only happening at Texas. So the Texas Tribune yesterday wrote a piece by Kate McGee that, quote, UT needs rich donors. Emails show wealthy alumni supporting the Eyes of Texas threaten to pull their donations. So Texas Longhorns, and kind of going back over the Eyes of Texas. And for many at the University of Texas at Austin and the students who had spent months protesting and petitioning the school get rid of the song, they played it anyways. And the song is played to the tune of I've Been Working on the Railroad, was historically performed at campus minstrel shows, and the title is linked to a saying from the Confederate Army commander Robert E. Lee. So it has some Civil War. You know how people in the South are still stuck on that four-year run that they thought that they were going to secede from the Union? 4 years, that's it. I mean, we've been around since Declaration signed in 1776. This little blip on the map was 4 years. Cost a ton of lives, is what it is. That's not the point here. Allegedly, the University of Texas had already publicly stated that the university would keep the song, but hundreds of emails obtained through public records requests show the decision didn't quiet anything down. And then from June to late October, over 70% of the nearly 300 people who emailed their office about the Eyes demanded the school keep playing it. Around 75% of people in emails explicitly threatened to stop supporting the school financially, calling on the university to take a heavier stand with students and athletes they believed were disrespecting university tradition by protesting it. This is something that is happening at campuses across the board. All right, with the discussions that have taken place with the national anthem. Some players have decided that they are going to take a knee during the national anthem. Once again, a topic that is going to ruffle some feathers. A topic that, from my angle, doesn't matter to me. You want to take a knee? Take a knee. You want to stand? Stand. Whatever. Whatever you want to do. It's America. That's the point. So, whatever you want to do. I'm not going to get bent out of shape over it. Either way. When you have something like this that is tied to the Civil War, which is tied to slavery, racial inequality, which is tied to, I mean, a lot of the athletes playing at Texas. Let's be honest here, folks. What percentage of that football team do you think is black? And how do you think those young men feel when they hear the song? So they don't want it around. They don't want to listen to it. You have donors allegedly reaching out directly to players, telling them that they will have to leave Texas to get a job after they graduate if they do not, you know, come out for the song, stand for the song, be there for the song, yada, yada, yada. Like, you have donors and boosters telling the school that, hey, if you're not going to do this, and this is happening across the country, if you're not going to play the song, we're going to pull our money. You have people saying that at different universities. If you don't tell your players to stand for the anthem, I'm pulling my donation. That is happening. And schools are trying to do the best that they can. They're trying to recover from the lack of an NCAA tournament. They're trying to recover from no fans in the stands this year. They're trying to figure it out financially. This is not the time nor the place, you know, to be pulling your donation because somebody won't stand for the anthem. And it's happening, and it's real. And donors and boosters, it's their money. And so as much as you might dislike it, it is their money, and they are free to do with it whatever they please. And if they want to see something a certain way, you may disagree with them, but you have to understand it's their money. Like, what are you going to say to them? And freedom of speech is not freedom from repercussion. That's why everybody in customer service doesn't tell you to go bleep yourself in retail, right? That's exactly why, because the repercussion of poor customer service within the retail business is that, you know, now everybody's going to go online and leave you, you know, bad comments. You know, they'll give you a one star and a terrible review on Yelp, and people will trash you on the internet, right? But if most retail workers had their Wei had their choice, they would be able to speak freely to you exactly how they feel. You would deal with it, and we'd all carry on. But the freedom of speech does have a repercussion. This is something that we go through in the media as well. We walk a very fine line between anything that's not directly related to a game of aggravating somebody and how that might affect us moving forward. I'll bring it up again, the national anthem conversation we had a couple weeks ago where we were getting emails about it. You know, not just from listeners, from the brass, if you will. And it's like, hey, here's our conversation. You can listen back to it. We don't care one way or the other. That's our stance. Our stance is very neutral. Like, yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to do. Because that's the safest thing you can do. Especially in today's world. You know? Am I mad about Dr. Seuss pulling six times? What? I'm not reading Dr. Seuss. I don't even recognize the names of those books. So if the publishers are like, hey, this was published, it first was written in 1950 and it's got some undertones and we're not going to, you know, we're going to change some things about it. Sure, that's fine. It's 2021. What's the difference? Well, why would you lose sleep over that? You're allowed to make changes to your traditions. You're allowed to update yourself as we begin to realize that, hey, maybe this shouldn't be here. Maybe that shouldn't be there. But it's in a time where the song WAP by Cardi B was number one in the country. So it's like, what is offensive? What isn't offensive? What can you hear? What can't you hear? What can you listen to? What can't you listen to? For the players at Texas, they're not too keen on this song. The donors and the boosters, on the other hand, they want it. And they're the ones with the money. So what does Texas do? I have no idea. But it's a predicament I'm glad I'm not in. My assumption is they'll side with the players, much like most universities. But be very careful. I mean, they, like I said, freedom of speech is not freedom from repercussion. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. Zach Shaw will join us 24/7 Sports next here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.